This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn and Shaoning, 7:37 a.m, Friday the 5th of June. And in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill where, since today is World Environment Day, I'll be speaking with Professor Corinne Lequeire, Professor of Climate Change Science and Policy at the University of East Anglia, because a recent study by a team of international scientists reporting in the journal Nature Climate Change found that global carbon emissions have fallen by 17% during the worldwide COVID-19 lockdown over the past few months. Emissions of this level were last observed some 14 years ago. So we're going to be speaking with Professor Lequeire of East Anglia University, who led the analysis to understand what this means for the environment, the true impact of the pandemic, and what are her thoughts regarding the future of our planet's climate. That's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news.
Meanwhile, we are running a poll on our BFM tweet asking the question, actually twice, I don't know why, what's more important right now? Is it the environment, the economy? Can't decide, and I don't know. We've got about an hour left, and so far 122 votes with rather surprising answer. And if you go into the tweet, then you'll know what the answer is. But please do vote.
Mysterious. All right. Well, do let us know what you think over on Twitter. That's at BFM Radio. But for the moment, we're taking a look at the subject of the Singaporean equity market, which has been one of the worst performing markets in ASEAN, with a year-to-date negative return of 16%. The COVID-19 pandemic, which has impacted global trade and caused lockdowns in the region, has been cited as the main cause for this underperformance, seeing as Singapore is the most open economy in the region.
However, some of that lost ground has been regained as the government has started to ease the circuit breakers measures, while there is hope for recovery in the global economy.
So to find out if this recent performance is but a false dawn, we speak to Thilan Wickramasinghe Aloysius, Singapore Head of Research at Maybank Kim Eng. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Thilan. So the Singapore STI has recovered by 22% from its low of 2,233 points that we saw at the end of March. What is driving this recovery?
Thanks for having me on the show. I think it's partly driven by Singapore catching up with the regional markets, which have all been recovering as well. And there is some optimism with our circuit breakers being taken off on the 1st of June. And we're looking at the overall economy opening up slowly. But I also think, you know, given the sort of extraordinary liquidity that has been pumped into the market in Singapore as well as globally, it is giving the market a bit of a stimulus high as well.
But do you think and at this moment, the market seems to be pricing in this V-shaped recovery. Do you think this optimism is short-lived?
Yeah, so when I look at the numbers, it really does surprise me. When you look at ROEs for 2021 for the Singapore index, it's the market is also already pricing in levels that were seen back in 2019. Remember, 2019 was a very, very strong year. Forward earnings for the next 12 months have been cut only by about 25% from a very high base. Again, if you dial back to January, everyone was expecting 2020 to be a fairly blockbuster year. I think the real economy will be a much more U-shaped recovery. A lot of the supply side, given the lockdowns and things like that, have been put on hold. And you can see that also contaminating the demand side as well with the jobless numbers that have come out. And given the sort of prolonged shutdowns that we have had, most of this capacity is gone permanently. So I think it'll take a longer time to recover from a real economy point of view. So I think there's a bit of a disjoint between what's happening on the ground versus what the market is looking at.
As we head into the second quarter, which sectors do you think will be most badly hit? And similarly, which ones will see the fastest recoveries?
I think it'll be more the defensive sort of names that will still see recovery. I think the structural growth stories like food staples, technology, banks, I think we'll see recovery. In the same way, I think the frontline COVID sectors, they'll take a longer time to come back, particularly things like F&B, hospitality, aviation, because without a vaccine or some sort of clear treatment, resuming these industries and businesses will be a lot harder as well. So they'll take a longer time to come back.
And what is your recommended investment strategy? Is it to remain defensive, or are there any investment opportunities now?
I think you need to take it take into account the, again, the massive market volatility that is out there. So I don't think you can be purely defensive, although our bigger bias is towards defensiveness, but with a side of growth. I think, you know, you can't just look at the fundamentals and the technicals. You need to look at companies that have good management, good balance sheets, structural growth in the sector that they're in, yield visibility, as well as diversification of their earnings. So when it comes to that, our general picks, the sectors that we like are food staples, technology companies, banks, REITs, as well as land transport, which will play into the theme of economies opening up.
But just one more question. What keeps you up at night, though? What do you think might torpedo this market?
I mean, I think there's quite a few, there's a lot of moving parts. And I think if you look at the liquidity that has been pumped into the market, you know, it will create a lot of disjoints in terms of where the market is going versus the real economy is going. I think if you have a second wave or a third wave of infection, once we start to see these economies opening up, that will create its own set of uncertainty, especially if we go back into lockdowns and so on. And also the sort of regional tensions between US, China, and Hong Kong at the moment. I think all of these will you know, can derail some of the optimism that has come through in the last few weeks or so.
So Thilan, the government's series of stimulus packages that they've rolled out, is that enough to help buoy Singapore, especially in light of all the uncertainties that you just laid out?
I think it's too early to say. I mean, it's completely unprecedented when you look at the sort of stimulus that they have put in place, nearly 20% of GDP. So there's nothing in history that we can look at and say, oh, this is how, you know, something like this will work. And normally when you have so much liquidity, not just what Singapore's done, but across the regional governments as well as the US Fed, this sort of liquidity tends to pop up in different, you know, unforeseen places, and that can create more disjoint in the market. Whether additional measures will be needed will really come down again to whether you have you know, a second wave or a third wave of infections, whether the global growth scenario becomes even more bleaker with uncertainties between US and China. So I think it's too early to say, but these are some of the risks that we will need to keep an eye on.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Thilan. And that was Thilan Wickramasinghe, Aloysius, a Singapore Head of Research at Maybank Kim Eng. And, you know, I think he makes a good point there. When there's so much liquidity floating around in the market, and as he says, it tends to pop up in unexpected places. And I think we have also seen that a little bit in our own home markets, right? So one of the reasons given for the little mini bull run that Bursa Malaysia has been experiencing is the excess liquidity from the loan moratoriums that are currently in place.
Yeah, and also some people say because you're stuck at home, right? And suddenly, like,
nothing to do but
yeah,
stock trade.
You can be a day trader. You know, everyone can be a day trader. You open an online account and voila, you're there. But if we look at Singapore, I think it's a little bit tougher for them because they, you know, we're talking about a tiny island, 5 million people, right? Very dependent on global trade. So with the lockdowns that had happened, they were severely impacted. They don't have natural resources, only the 5 million people. Unlike us, Malaysia, we're lucky. We have oil and gas, we have palm oil, for example, and a larger population base. But nonetheless, Singapore is beginning to see maybe some recovery. And he likes sectors where you can see structural growth, dividend visibility, and, you know, those that have sustainable earnings, which is actually good advice in any investment horizon or during any period, pandemic or not.
Yeah, I think the ultimate thing here is that this is not really a time to be taking risks, right? You want to ensure that you're putting your money in places where you have at least some small guarantee of return.
Well, there are no guarantees in investments, I can tell you
small,
that.
Lin. Small
ever,
guarantee.
Never, never, zero. But you must know what you're buying. I think that's one very important takeaway.
Absolutely. So we're heading into some messages right now. And then up next, we're going to be speaking with Dato' Mohamad Sahar Darusman, Chief of Employment Insurance at SOXO, about the state of unemployment and job losses here in Malaysia. So be sure to stay tuned for that after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.